The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Just Veggies podcast. I am Ellen Wells, and I'm also the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today's topic will be about a new book. I do have another new book recommendation for you, and you're going to love this one because I love it. The name of the book is Vibrant Harvest. So here's a quote. Vegetable gardens absolutely don't have to be boring plots of green. That joyful declaration sets the tone for this new book called Vibrant Harvest, cultivating a kaleidoscope of colors in your vegetable garden with heirlooms, modern hybrids, and more. This is a new guide from gardener and educator Sandra Mao. The 2025 book invites home gardeners to rethink what a productive vegetable garden can look like and taste like. At its heart, Vibrant Harvest is about growing food that delights the eyes as much as the palate. I mean, we've been encouraged for years now to eat the rainbow, right? Grow your own rainbow with some of the most colorful vegetables available today. From magenta-fleshed potatoes and purple tomatoes to pink beans, speckled lettuces, inky black radishes, lots of greens and yellows and reds, and maybe even a white eggplant in there, right? These aren't novelty plants. They are flavorful, nutritious crops that bring excitement to both the garden and the kitchen. And many varieties are unlike anything you would ever find in the grocery store. The book is organized into four approachable sections that guide gardeners from inspiration to harvest. The section, Choose Your Plants, introduces detailed profiles of 42 types of multi-hued vegetables, organized by season and edible part, making it easy to design a garden that stays colorful throughout the year. The Plan and Start Your Garden section covers the essentials, including site selection, soil preparation, seed starting, and transplanting, and also offers clear guidance for gardeners at every experience level. In the Care for Your Garden section, Sandra shares practical advice on watering, feeding, staking, pruning, trellising, all the stuff that is involved in gardening, and ensuring that these vibrant varieties thrive, not just survive in the garden. The final section is Pick, Preserve, and Prepare Your Harvest. This brings the gardening full circle with harvesting tips, preservation ideas, and recipes that highlight both color and flavor. While Sandra gardens year-round in Southern California, her guidance is tailored for growers in all climate zones, making the book accessible whether you're gardening in a backyard, a community plot, or even a small urban space. She has a friendly, encouraging tone that removes intimidation and replaces it with confidence and curiosity. The book is also covered with 150 really vibrant photographs, all of them celebrating the beauty of edible diversity. It is as visually stunning a book as it is practical. For gardeners eager to grow boldly, experiment with color, and bring more joy to their plates, this book offers a true kaleidoscope of possibility. Emphasis on kale. Get it? Kaleidoscope? Huh. And proof that vegetable gardens can be productive, delicious, and dazzling all at once. Go get that book either on Amazon or wherever you shop for books locally. Until next time, have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.